It is Thursday, July 28th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Ithi Agnihotri Matholkar.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Guess what we're going to do today?
Well, all week,
we've talked about museums.
Yes, we're going to wrap up. We're down to T. The Taneytown Historical Museum. Obviously, about the history of Taneytown, including its settlement by Italian immigrants and the grape industry. And it's housed in the former home of two of Taneytown's original settlers, the sisters Mary and Zelinda Bastianelli.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just going to ask, do they still have folks who regularly play bocce ball there?
I don't know, but I love bocce.
I do, too. And I went there years ago. Do you play bocce?
Wait, what is that?
Bocce ball is an Italian game.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people listening who know far more than I do.
Who are going to be horrified.
Right, but there is a smaller ball that you throw, you toss, and then two teams try to get larger balls closest to that smaller ball.
Do you know what croquet is?
Yes.
It's a little bit like croquet without the wickets.
Lawn bowling.
And the sticks.
Much
lawn
like,
bowling.
Yeah.
Okay. Except when we play what's called cross-country bocce. So you're not trying to stay on a court. You follow the ball wherever it goes.
Right. Right. And this, they have bocce courts there in the back. And people used to go there in the middle of the day, folks who'd been playing all their life. I don't know if it still happens.
If you don't know about the history of Taneytown, it's a very cool story. And the hours at the museum are 1 to 4 Saturday and Sunday during the summer. And you can find out more at 361-2498. The University of Arkansas Museum, which we kind of think of as being gone. But it's really not. The museum staff, it's housed at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey Building on Arkansas 112. And they're still maintaining collections totaling some 7 million objects in archaeology, ethnography, geology, history, and zoology. And they do have a limited archaeological exhibit open to the public 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And you can see other things by appointment. And they have loaned items to Crystal Bridges for that opening display by six museums.
Right.
So you can find out more about them at 575-3456. And, of course, the Walmart Visitor Center, which is kind of inextricably tied to Crystal Bridges, I think.
Mm-hmm. In a way, yes, of
course. Sam Walton's first Five and Dime, and they've just expanded. And hours are 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday.
Well, of course, if you're going to be a Walmart visitor center, you're going to have longer hours.
You've got to be open at the crack of dawn. And there's one thing going on tonight you don't want to miss. The Gully Park Concert Series.
Yes.
With Tim Brantley. That's about over for the summer. 7 o'clock at Gully Park in Fayetteville. I just got that ugly face from Kyle.
Why do you want to end the summer so quickly? Summer is such a relaxed, fun time. It's not school time yet. Let's hang on to fireflies in summer as long as we can.
It's kind of really hot.
It is hot.
Really
hot.
I mean, we do understand.
Right.
But it's kind of really hot.
But I'll say this. Just because it turns to fall does not mean
it won't be hot anymore.
But if we could get a long, glorious fall that started about Labor Day about Halloween.
I'd be for it.
Okay, we'll try for that.
But let's not wish our lives away.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspaper.